بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما. We were discussing the incident or the expedition of Banu al-Mustaliq. The two names, either Banu al-Mustaliq because of the tribe, Umuraysi' because of the name of the water source. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum reached the water source, as we had discussed last week, that the munafiqun, a lot of them had accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this expedition in particular, due to the closeness in destination and a promise of a very big booty. So they thought it's a simple walk in a park and we will share in the booty. What happened at the water hole or the source? Two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one Sahabi by the name of Sinan, he was at a water source drawing water, and in his work as he's trying to draw water, moving the bucket or the rope, pulling, etc., by mistake he injured another Sahabi. So the Sahabi drawing the water, he was an Ansari Sahabi. The Sahabi who was injured, he was a Muhajir Sahabi. When this had happened, then the person who was injured, he said, Ya Lal Muhajirin, that come and help me. He's calling his people, meaning the Muhajirun. And the person who was responsible for injuring, so he said, Ya Lal Ansar, Ansar come and help me, Muhajirun are coming, Ansar y'all come. So the Ansar and the Muhajirun in big numbers had gathered around this situation. And when this had happened, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard about it. And immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma balu da'wal jahiliya, what is the cause and the reason for these calls of ignorance? That Islam has abolished sectarianism, that there is no need for us to say, I belong to this tribe and that tribe. We all are united on the basis of the deen of Islam. There is no more sections, groups, divisions in the ummah. So Nabi Sam was upset about it. And Nabi Sam said, Da'uha fa innaha muntina. This smells, it's got a foul smell that you even call each other to help against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen is the basis of our unity. If we are going to be calling to any other group, we're causing divisions. So the question is, Nabi Sam said, this smells, it's got a foul stench. We famously know that the person who speaks a lie, then it's such a foul smell that even the angels of mercy, they leave that gathering. So yes, we may not perceive it. You may not even smell it. But this is perceivable, smelt by the most sensitive creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the celestial angels. And similar will it be smelt by those souls that are very, very clean. Meaning those people who have souls of angels, they also smell it. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the journeys, he was drawing very close to Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's a very foul smell coming from Medina Munawwara. So the Sahaba couldn't get it. What is that? And on entrance to Medina Munawwara, was it realized that a very senior munafiq had passed away? He died. So Nabi Sam says, that was the smell I was getting. That a senior ranking munafiq had died, that smell I was getting it. So Nabi Sam said, don't talk like this. But as we said, the munafiqun, we also in this expedition, Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqin, who was the chief amongst the munafiqun, he found an opportunity to create discord between Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So immediately he comes. And he says, listen, the only parable and example I can give you of this situation that we are facing is that these muhajirun who have come from Makkah Mukarramah, they came empty-handed. We gave them, supported them, fed them, looked after them. The only example I can find for them is sam min kalbak ya'kulk. You feed the dog and he bites you. So he said, if the moment we return to Madinah Tayyibah, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. The most honored, referring to himself, will drive out the most despicable, meaning the most disgraced, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, referring to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he is trying to drive some problem between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he tried to capitalize on this. He says, there is a problem. We can't just allow it to just simmer down, die out. I need to use this. He's trying to stoke this fire. Nabi Sallam calmed it. But this Abdullah ibn Ubay, he says, no, we have to. So eventually, there was some talk. He's talking, he's driving the Ansar against the Muhajirun. And amongst the Ansar, there were those that had some regard and they held Abdullah ibn Ubay, despite him being a munafiq, on a pedestal. Meaning that me and you know who's Abdullah ibn Ubay. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it wasn't written on the wall that he is the chief of the munafiqun. That later on became known. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this was creating some problem amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Zayd ibn Arqam heard this radiallahu anhu, but he was a young Sahabi. He comes and he whispers, he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is what Abdullah ibn Ubay was talking about. So Nabi Sam said, perhaps you heard wrong. Investigate. Perhaps you heard wrong. If this is true, it's a major problem. But maybe you heard wrong. He told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even if my father said this, I wouldn't have hid it, I would have come and told you. I'll have such deep love for you, I would have brought this information. But he is worried. Now Sahaba, say, Zayd, perhaps you're causing problems now. So Zayd radiallahu anhu is worried. And his Sahaba and groups, what's going to happen? Nabi Sam calls Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar, Abad, oh Muhammad bin Maslama, tell him go kill Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, humble opinion, we don't kill him. Why? He says, I don't want people to start talking that inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba, that Muhammad is killing his own people. Munafiqun, the list of munafiqun was only known to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, sahibu sir, the secret keeper. And the others didn't know who's a munafiq. Nabi Sam didn't write it. He is a munafiq, be careful of him. That wasn't known. So it was a test among sahaba radiallahu anhu. Who is a munafiq? Everyone has to be worried on edge. Is my iman genuine or not? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took this opinion of Umar. Gee, Umar, I think so, we shouldn't kill. Not everyone knows. I mean, they are amongst our ranks. We went in this expedition, they're standing next to us, we enjoy closeness, proximity. Now how do we kill one of them? It's going to create a problem. Take no problem, we wouldn't kill. The son of Abdullah ibn Ubay, his name was also Abdullah. He comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I heard, I've got wind of information that you want to kill my father. So if that is true, please give me and task me with the responsibility to kill my father to make you happy. I don't want anyone else killing my father. I may be annoyed, agitated if ever I see him in the future. Let me do it because I know this year is for your pleasure and your happiness. So let me do it. Nabi Sam says, no, no, no. We're not killing your father. There is no such intentions. Everything has been shelved. There is nothing like that. But this is still happening. There is some, you know, talk amongst the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they are faulting and pointing finger at Zayd radiallahu anhu. Zayd, you the one, you the fault. And eventually Abdullah ibn Ubay comes and he tells Nabi Sallallahu, I never say anything. Now this created even greater chaos, mayhem amongst Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to quell the situation, and immediately just, you know, sort everything out, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, sudden there was an announcement, we have to leave. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, quickly everyone gathered their belongings, and they are packed up and they're ready to move. The entire day Nabi Sam traveled till late in the night. Then Nabi Sam said, early morning we leaving, brothers. No time for chit chat, for talking, for mashwara. Early morning Nabi Sam says, Fajr Sara, Bismillah. Everyone's traveling. Unusual, Nabi Sam would stop. No stopping. No time to do anything. We only stopping for salah, sipping a few, a little bit water and move on. Just at sunset, we finished. Nabi Sam said, okay, we will stop just for Maghrib, Isha. Immediately everyone went to sleep. So Nabi Sam says that this is the only way we can stop all that private talk and chit-chat that is happening in the background. Listen for us, that when a person is busy with constructive work, there's no time to talk about destructive things. But if you're not constructive in the ummah, you're looking for something to do. That's when you start making ghiba, you talk about, if a person is involved in dhikrullah, tilawat of Quran, ma'mulat, not finished, then he's got no time for panchat. But if you're not making ma'mulat, you're not doing your wazifas, now you've got enough time in the world. Allah forgive something, you say, how do we kill time now? So we have to talk, we have to discuss. But if we are on a pathway, if we are constructive towards an objective, then all of this will never happen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately put everything to rest. He says, right, finish. And Zayd radiallahu anhu is worried. Sahaba pointing, small boy. So Umar, Zayd radiallahu anhu is making dua, is close to Nabi sallam, trying to avoid any confrontation. Allahu Akbar, in the journey, the entire surah Munafiqun is revealed. Exposing them, and in particular, Abdullah ibn Ubay is exposed. His words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا. Stop spending on sahaba, you'll see they will leave Medina Munawwara. It's our money, we looking after them, stop spending, they leave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just reminds Abdullah ibn Ubay and Munafiqun, listen, if you don't look after my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I've got the keys to the treasures of the skies and the earth. We don't need your money. يَقُولُونَ لَئِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, when we return to Medina Munawwara, we're driving Nabi Sam out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, if you want to drive him out, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ, honor, respect only belongs to Allah and His Rasul. You don't know what you are going into. Be careful of interfering with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was known. Still, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not take blood or revenge on Abdullah ibn Ubay. He doesn't take revenge. Son is very upset. He's a sincere sahabi, Abdullah. En route, he goes to his father. He finds the reins. He yanks it down. He makes the camel kneel and sit down. And he puts his foot on it so the camel cannot pick up. And he tells his father, you're not going. Sahaba agreeing, pass. He says, what you doing? That's your father, respect. He says, until Nabi Sam doesn't come and tell me what to do, my father is not going anyway. I love Nabi Sam more. So Nabi Sam comes, Abdullah, what's happening, the son? He says, no, my father, you must give permission. He's troubling too much. So Nabi Sam said, leave your father. Leave your father. Whatever has happened, let it be now. Whatever your father has done, let it be. But the lesson for every one of us, which we need to be very worried and concerned about, the one lesson is the lesson of nifaq in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah protect us. One is nifaq. Nifaq is where we do not walk the talk. So, a person believes in the deen, meaning deep down he's saying, he's professing iman, but he's not following through with it. He says, I'm a Muslim, but he's not in deep down believing in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's nifaq, Allah protect us. But another form of nifaq is an-nifaqul amali, where our words are louder than our actions. We talk big slogans, but simple sunnahs are not in our life. Or at times, we may dress the sunnah and have the sunnah, but it's not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for show, it's for display, it's for others. That's something we have to be very worried and concerned about. That, oh my Allah, whenever we're standing and we're performing salah, oh my Allah, is this salah for you or for the people? Ya Allah, is it for people to see or is it for your sake? Ya Allah, I gave the money for the masjid. Do I want people to speak so that plaque can be there and my name is known? Or is it for you? So we have to always be on check to see, is it for Allah, is it not for Allah? And the second is sowing division in the ummah. Brothers, whatever is happening, we have to unite the ummah. If not now, when? When are we going to unite the ummah? I mean, we can't unite for Gaza, then when are we going to unite? When the ummah is bleeding, we can't go and help. Ummah is bleeding, when else are we going to unite? But be as it may, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to make one dua. Whatever be the politics, whatever be issues, one dua we have to cry to Allah. And this is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And amazingly how he string together three words. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaq wan nifaq wa su'il akhlaq. O my Allah, protect me. I seek your protection from shiqaq. Ya Allah, creating division. Ya Allah, discord, splitting, creating problems. I must not be party to that. If you get any message about sowing divisions in the ummah, in whichever rank it is, stay far from it. That's deleted, not even forwarded. Not as received. Not for your information. I'm not going to be part of it. Shiqaq. Why? That would lead to wamina nifaq. It would lead to hypocrisy. And when hypocrisy grows in the heart, wasu'il akhlaq, now there is no character and akhlaq left. Sometimes the person who outwardly can look very pious, he can have a very important position, but now because he's sowing division, in the name of deen, he'll make ghiba. The name of deen, but he'll be making ghiba of other Muslims. Wasu'il akhlaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We learn this dua, we make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wan-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. And we have the meaning in front, and Allah protect us, protect our children, protect the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and grant victory to the Muslims of Gaza. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.